is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, it's a little bit of a disappointment today that we saw a downside, because last week we was happy that we saw cash cattle in the feed yards $2 to $4 higher than the previous week. But on top of that, we had seen box beef continue to go lower. We had $2 losses back last week. We saw today at midday $2.16 lower on choice, $2.79 lower on selects, only moved 75 loads out there. We also saw a cattle kill come in today at 108,000 head. And we also saw a grain market, which all night long traded negative, managed to recover some of its losses that also put pressure in the cattle. August cattle today closed 72 lower, October down 65, August feeders 47 lower, October feeders down 70, and August lean hogs 37 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
When you think hay season, think deer season, because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MOCO and get an extra $2,000 off. Make this your season to save. See your dealer today, and don't forget to ask about the Livestock Loyalty Program. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 to get your buyer's number or for more details.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade across the grain markets?
There was virtually no big news out there, but there was talk floating around that there was concerns over the fact that we might see world supplies decline because of dry weather in parts of the EU, Canada, and Russia. And for some reason, this gave the wheat market positive trade the majority of the session today. It brought the corn and the soybeans off their lows, even though we saw large losses all night long. Now, also today was the last trading session in our cattle, hog, and grain and soybean pit. Pits closed now, will never be open again, most likely. Option pits still do trade the ag markets, and today was also the first day that we saw grain markets close at 120. On the close, September KC wheat, 0.75 higher, December up 1.75, September Chicago wheat up a nickel, September corn down 2 cents, December down 2.25, August soybeans down 16, November down 15.5, December cotton 44 lower.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.